ABC News at 5 is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and police in Aurora, Colorado, speaking out about claims about migrants overtaking parts of the city.
Former President Trump has talked about going to Aurora, Colorado because of a video that went viral over the summer showing armed men at an apartment complex. It's been claimed they were Venezuelan gang members who have overtaken apartment complexes. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain says he wants to make it clear that is not true.
Gangs are not in control of the city of Aurora.
Contrary to claims, he says they have no evidence a gang is charging apartment residents rent or that the suspects seen in that viral video are even gang members. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Early in-person voting began today in three states, people turning out to cast ballots in Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Hezbollah confirming today's Israeli airstrike in Beirut killed top Hezbollah leader Ibrahim Aquil. He was wanted for attacks over the decades, including his role in the U.S. Embassy bombings in Beirut and Marine Corps barracks. This is ABC News. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the late billionaire owner of London's luxury department store Harrods, is being described as a monster following allegations he raped several women who worked at the store. U.S. Attorney Gloria Allred represents women in the case.
He dangled employment opportunities before them. But they were really not treated as employees. They were treated as sex objects.
Al-Fayed's son, Dodi Al-Fayed, was romantically involved with Princess Diana when they both died in a car crash. General Motors is recalling nearly a half a million trucks and SUVs. Federal highway traffic regulators say a brake fluid warning light could fail in those vehicles, and that could increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers some 20, 23, and 24 models of Chevy Silverados, Tahoe Suburbans, GMC Sierras, and Yukons. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for partly cloudy conditions tonight with a low of 55, partly sunny and still rather warm tomorrow. Chances of showers and storms in the afternoon increasing by the evening, high 86, and showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night with a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 8 miles per hour. It's sunny, and our current temperature is 83 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is in Madison tonight. Wisconsin is a large part of the campaign strategy, and so is Dane County. Democrats are opening their 15th campaign office in Dane County today. Statewide, they have offices in 43 of the state's 72 counties. That includes 250 staffers. This is Harris's fourth visit to the Badger State after entering the race for president. The Milk and the Cheese program recently held its annual fundraising campaign. This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Organizer Ed Chitwood reports that enough funds were raised to purchase 1,100 pounds of cheese for the area food pantries. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made anytime throughout the year by mailing a check payable to Milk and the Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood, 16025 Eddie's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Ed and Linda Chitwood will be hosting the annual Milk into Cheese Hayride Saturday, September 28th at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home. Take Birds Creek Valley Drive off 60 and then follow the sign to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. It's the first thing visitors to the area notice. The Driftless region is a beautiful place in every season. The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest in rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. Lisa Butnow is a co-organizer of the event.
8 years ago, I had some folks come into the restaurant and they sat down and they said, we should do a tour. It was Bob Toby from Toby's Plumbing and I called up Dorothy, I called up Car Valley Cheese, I called up a few others, like Narrows Creek Winery, and boom, we had a tour. And 8 years later, we're getting bigger and bigger every year. And this year we have 19 venues rolling out the red carpet so people could come out and check what happens out in the country. See where your food lives.
The tour is held over 2 weekends, this and next, with various participants and various hours. Dorothy Harms is another co-organizer of the event.
Most of the venues are open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I know there's a few that have special hours that are listed on our event guide. I know, for example, Wilkinson Farms is open from 9 to 6. I think Car Valley Cheese is only from 8 to 4 or 10 to 3 on Sundays. I mean, normally Car Valley isn't open on Sundays, so they're open especially for this event on Sundays during both weekends. So that's kind of the time frame that you can be out and about.
The Hill and Valley Explorations Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy.
Number one happens to start out close to Bear Valley, and the last one, number 19, kind of takes you up to Lake Redstone. But we've kind of got them grouped in different areas, you know, the Laval area, Lime Ridge, Loganville area. And then we've got some folks that are over toward Rock Springs and somebody down by Plain. So with 2 weekends, I think it gives you ample time to make the trips out to visit all of our stops. It would be a lot in one day. I'm going to be honest, this year as we've gotten bigger, it would be a lot to do it in one day. So we really encourage people, you know, take a couple days to do it, or maybe a Saturday one weekend and a Sunday another weekend, so that you can take the time to get out and really enjoy what a lot of these stops have. Because it's not only what they have for sale. Some of them are having live music. You know, some of them are kind of having a petting zoo, you know, kind of allowing you to just take some time and relax with your family.
The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to local food and art producers, provide a glimpse at the changing face of rural America, and find hidden gems. You're also encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather, and tour will happen rain or shine. 19 vendors are participating this year, which includes 6 new ones. Lisa Butnow says to visit the various sites and enter a giveaway.
We have this Explore HVE Tour Rewards to encourage you to visit at least 10 of the sites and get a punch on your brochure. And then we do a giveaway. We do a 4 gift certificates giveaway. And just encourage you to check out all the different sites. But yeah, we've got 6 new venues this year and they're splattered all over. And again, you know, we hope to expand further into Sauk County, into Juneau County, into Richland Center. So, you know, there's lots to be doing on this tour.
The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is this Saturday and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th annual Fall Opener Banquet will be held Saturday evening at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. The doors will open at 5. A buffet dinner, which includes steak and broiled fish, will be served at 6:45. After the meal, there will be a live auction, and throughout the evening, there will be a silent auction and raffles. all featuring unique and remarkable items. Matt Schneider is vice president of the Muscadet Chamber.
We have just a variety of raffles. I think one of the things that make this banquet special is the variety of raffles, the different prizes that are set up to interest everyone. We have things from sporting event tickets, hunting and fishing trips, spa packages, golf outings, outdoor living, just a lot of different items that you can get in on for raffles and prizes.
Ticket prices to the fall opener are $50 per person or $90 per couple. The ticket cost will include the meal along with entry into drawings for grand prize and door prizes. Tickets can be purchased at various locations as well as a new way to purchase.
We have tickets for sale first time ever at MuscadetChamber.com, so you can buy your tickets online and then pick up your tickets at the door. Otherwise, if you want to stop in, we have them available at Claire Bank in Muscadet, Community First Bank in Muscadet, Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet, and then the Richland County Bank in Richland Center.
All proceeds from the fall opener banquet will be used to fund future Muscadet Chamber of Commerce projects. Also during the evening, the 2024 Muscadet Citizen of the Year recipient will be announced. All are welcome to attend at the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet Saturday evening at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. Doors open at 5. Frank's Hill Effigy Mound site will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 7:43 Sunday morning. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 21st, to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the morning of September 22nd. The site also may be visited during the day to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 Saturday evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6 Sunday morning to view the sunrise. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The site is located 2 miles west of Muscadet, near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. To learn more about the Equinox event or for directions, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179 or visit the Three Eagles Foundation website or Facebook page. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for its flu and COVID-19 vaccine clinic. The clinic will begin providing vaccinations on Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. Patients who already have a clinic appointment with their primary care provider can receive a vaccine during that appointment. All others should plan to make an appointment. Vaccines are available at all three TRHC locations, including the clinics in Muscadet and Spring Green. The medical staff at the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants to remind everyone that being vaccinated protects the most vulnerable populations. Often it is the very young, the elderly, or patients who are immunocompromised who are most affected by the flu and COVID-19. To help protect these populations, the organization urges everyone to get vaccinated. All Richland County residents are invited to a special meeting Tuesday, September 24th, at 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. The meeting was announced by County Board Chair David Turk at the board meeting Tuesday night. This will be your opportunity to discuss your concerns facing the county, which may include the cybersecurity incident, Pine Valley, or any other topic that concerns you.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday, September 28th at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a Grace. Robert M., Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We are spoiled with another sunny and summery day today as high temperatures scraped the mid-80s. Few clouds are filtering in here tonight, becoming partly cloudy with lows quite comfortable falling to the mid-50s. As we celebrate the last day of summer tomorrow, high temperatures will match that. Again, we soar to the mid-80s. Winds will be out of the south, just a touch feisty, and we'll be soaking up the summery vibe. However, keep in mind that showers and storms are definitely going to be moving in by the afternoon and increasing in severity by the evening. Some have the potential to be strong to severe, so keep an eye on them and stay weather savvy. As they continue to roll through the overnight, winds will start to shift out of the north for Sunday, with a few spotty showers still possible early. Unfortunately, we do close the weekend out under overcast, cloudy skies, and cooler temperatures. Unfortunately, though, we'll still be stuck under cloudy skies for the first day of autumn. And let me tell you, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. We stay that way for Monday, too. Mostly cloudy, upper 60s with chances of light rain, especially south. Things start to clear on out of here for Tuesday. It'll be partly cloudy and seasonal, highs reaching the low 70s, and then we rise to the mid-70s for midweek. Wednesday will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine, and for Thursday, abundant sun, and potentially flirting with highs near 80. So hang in there as we switch the seasons over. Of course, the weather's on a roller coaster. I call it the tug of war of summer and winter. We'll likely be on this ride for the next couple of weeks as well. But to sum it all up, Mother Nature is on par with the season shift. The last day of summer is tomorrow, which is the last warm day, before we slide down to highs where we should be for this time of year. So, feeling like fall as we close the weekend out and start off next week? I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 83 degrees after a high today of 84 and a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received 62 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1948 is 93 with a record low of 30 set back in 1956. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 57. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:03 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:47. The winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78. Our humidity is at 35%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in his lives. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at football this evening.
There is 8-player football tonight. Highland is at Kickapoo Lafarge. Games under the lights in 11-player football. Mauston at Berlin. It's also Sauk Prairie at Lakeside Lutheran. Sparta at Reedsburg. Viroqua at Westby. Ripon at the Dells. Riverdale is at River Ridge in the Six Rivers. It's also Cuba City at Southwestern East Dubuque. Darlington travels to Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg. Blackhawk Warren at Iowa Grant. Boscobel visits Potosi Cassville. Fenimore will take a trip to Galena. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference tonight, Ithaca travels to Cashton. That's our featured game on WRCO and WRCO.com. Here is co-head coach David Klang of the Bulldogs.
We definitely have met our expectations, and like we kind of take it a week by week, and like we focus one week at a time. We have goals overall, but like the goal is to win the week and win that game and not let outside distractions or anything else get in the way. It's win that week and win that game.
For Cashton, they are coached by Jared Himmersbach. He talked about the Ithaca scouting report.
Very aggressive and very athletic group of kids. They've always got a really strong program, and this year they're just very athletic and got good team speed.
The Fantastic Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:40 this evening. Other games: New Lisbon at Brookwood and Royal at Hillsboro. Southwest Conference: Platteville at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Broadhead Judah, Richland Center at New Glarus. Here's Coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets talking about coming off a close loss and taking a long road trip.
I like our odds. I thought we played Lancaster very, very well. And the score at the end was not indicative of the game itself. And so I think our matchup is good. I think we can establish a run game early and often, and then really what their offensive attack plan is going to be is to hit the edges, and so with our 3-5, we're built to stop that, so I'll look for our edges and our linebackers to really have a good game. It just depends on our secondary being able to take away any big plays. So We're eager to kind of see how that's going to play out.
Richland Center is at New Glarus. River Valley also has a long road trip to Prairie du Chien. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
We have to shore up our defensive front right away to make sure we're minimizing the running game and minimizing big plays through that. And then the secondary, we really have to be more disciplined. There were times where we gave up some big pass plays. It's not always on them because we also have to get the quarterback down with some pressure and things like that. So just as a team, we need to shore up making sure we're not allowing extra plays and extra yards off plays that should have been ended earlier.
River Valley at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference this evening. Our pregame time, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, will begin around 6:40, and we'll have more from the coaches at that time, and then kickoff time at 7 o'clock in Cashton, where the Eagles play host to the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The Brewers were held to a single run on two hits while losing the series opener to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1 last night. The game was scoreless until the Snakes popped for three runs in the top of the fifth. Starter and winner Brandon Pfaadt struck out seven straight Milwaukee batters at one point. The only Brewers run came on a solo home run by Garrett Mitchell in the bottom of the seventh. Tobias Myers took the loss. Colin Ray starts the second game of the four-game weekend series this evening, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch from AmFam Field will be at 7:10, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for Sunday's game with the Tennessee Titans as he continues his recovery from a knee injury. Love has been practicing on a limited basis each of the last 3 days after setting out the Packers' 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament on September 6 during the final series of the Packers' 34-29 season-opening loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Former Titans quarterback Malik Willis would start if Love is unable to play. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game between the Titans and the Packers right here on WRCO 100.9 on Sunday. The kickoff will be at noon, and the pregame will start at around 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Looking for fall fun? Chicken Ridge Farms is opening its doors for the season. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for the big opening weekend. They're open Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October. Choose from a variety of pumpkins. Let the kids enjoy games in a bounce house. Get lost in the corn maze and enjoy delicious food and drinks. Just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Don't miss out on all the fun at Chicken Ridge Farms.
This is Phil Mee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the day lower on fund and technical selling, still up modestly on the week, though. The trade was watching harvest activity ahead of widespread rain delays in parts of the region. China did buy 121,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans Friday morning. November beans were down 1.25 at 10.12. January was 1.75 lower at 10.29.5. October bean meal was $2.50 lower at $3.1740. October soybean oil was 41 points higher at $42.16. Corn was down, monitoring U.S. harvest activity and yield results while waiting to see rain totals and coverage. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be positives for corn. December was 4 lower at 401 and 3 quarters, and March was down 4.25 at 420. And wheat closed mixed. It was able to find some buying interest, but the trade is wary about pushing prices above demand. Moderate rainfall was in the forecast for many U.S. winter wheat growing areas. December Chicago was 3 higher at 568.5. December Kansas City was down a half at 564. December Minneapolis wheat on Friday was up a quarter at 608. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, watching direct business head to the cattle on feeder port, which was close to pre-report expectations. October live was $2.50 higher at $182.47. December was up $2.07 at $183.20. October feeders were 12 higher at $243.90. November feeder cattle were up 42 cents at $241.77. And hogs were mixed, mostly firm on spread trade, the steady to higher cash during the session and the lower midday move in pork. October was down 2 at $82.22. December was 7 lower at $74.22. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break. Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Cattle country had some light trade develop Friday in most areas, with northern dress deals marked at 290 in Nebraska, a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted average, but $2 higher than the bulk of the previous week's business. In Iowa, dress sales were at 292, $2 higher than the previous week's sales. Southern live deals were priced at 183, $2 to $3 higher. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up 63 cents at $300.19, and select up 33 at $288.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 61 cents with a base range of $72 to $80 and a weighted average price of $76.88. The Iowa-Minnesota was up 129, with a weighted average of 77.03. Estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots during August were down slightly on the year. USDA says those placements were 1% lower than last year, with a significant number of those cattle weighing between 700 and 900 pounds. That decrease was despite lower feed costs, worsening pasture conditions, and higher feeder cattle imports from Mexico. More news is coming up next.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Terry of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says a drastic slowdown in visa approvals by the U.S. government is impacting agriculture. Katie Brown says a major change has happened in the past 6 months.
2 years ago, that process would take anywhere between 3 to 4 months. Over that time frame, it has since taken around 6 to 8 months.
Foreign buyers of U.S. ag goods recently visited the upper Midwest. Minnesota Department of Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says,
opportunities there to kind of make some deals and push that along.
A cattle producer in southwest Missouri says drought conditions have returned, and some producers are already starting to feed hay as they wait for rain.
First part of the week, they're showing maybe a little bit.
Josh Worthington in Dade County says timely rains this spring greened up pastures and helped with hay production following a multi-year drought. But he says the rain stopped mid-August. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
An ag economist is comparing the profitability of organic and conventional crops. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Is organic farming more profitable in the long run? Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says,
specifically looking at 2019 to 2023, the relative crop price, relative crop yield, and cost of production.
We'll find out more after this on Brownfield.
I think our industry has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the first 25 years.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
The pie is twice as big as it was a decade ago. You know, we're talking about that 14 billion pound projection for soybean oil to biofuels. 10 years ago, it was 5.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
We crush more soybeans to make vegetable oil for Clean Fuels. We are also making that much more protein to be able to do that.
And the benefits
Americans keep growing.
Everybody has the right to breathe clean air, to drink healthy water, and to have a cool environment to live in. I think biofuels are part of the solution to make those things happen.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
Ag Economist says organic farmers have the potential for a higher return on their investment. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says his study compared conventional to organic crop yields.
You're looking at the relative crop price, you're looking at the relative crop yield, and you're looking at the cost of production. And so when you look at conventional versus organic, the organic price is going to be substantially higher, was approximately 1.8 to 2 times higher for the organic corn enterprise compared to the conventional corn enterprise.
He tells Brownfield yield is one of the biggest differences between the two types of cultivation.
The organic yield is going to be quite a bit lower. For corn, for example, the organic yield during this five-year period using averages was a 25% lower than the conventional corn yield.
He says for growers looking to expand their marketing opportunities, organic farming could be an option.
It's corn and soybeans are the places where you get a substantially higher net return to land for organic corn compared to conventional corn, and the same with soybeans.
He says the two are more comparable when it comes to expenses and net return.
Depending on the crop, the organic cost can be slightly higher, but really the difference in the net returns is really related to the differences in the prices and the yields, with the price being higher for organic but the yield being lower. So having said that, when you look at the net return comparisons, it depends on the crop you're looking at. If you're looking at something like alfalfa, oats, wheat, those crops, the net returns are very similar.
He says there's about a two-year transition period for conventional growers to consider when making the switch to organic.
Even though the net return difference between corn and soybeans are rather large when going to organic, you'd have to factor in that you've got that two-year transition window. If you're looking at an organic rotation, the Corn Belt, you're probably looking at something like corn, soybean, wheat, or corn, soybean, alfalfa. And so you've got another crop in there that may lower the net returns. The managerial level of going to something like organic is really high.
Langemeyer says less than 1% of all farmland in the U.S. is used for organic farming. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show kicks off Friday with horse and tractor pulls, food, and more. Sponsored by Kickapoo Realty and Insurance, Richland Electric Co-op, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. It's the perfect family weekend. Don't miss the grand parade and $2,500 cash raffle.
I don't get attached, just never been like that. If it's a thing to toss, won't give a second thought. I'm not the type of girl to keep a memory in a box. Hidden dresser drawer, but something about you, boy, makes me wanna memorize you like a poem for my you. Won't let them see what I see when I'm looking at at you. I ain't one too smooth, but something about you makes me wanna memorize you like a poem for my lipstick is ran on you. Every time I look at you, it gets better. I wanna love you like a love letter. Keep you close like a secret, never let you go. Kind of feeling when you're torn apart, I'll take you back to.
I got grit, I got draw, I love Jesus and my dog, I like butter on my Thompson Square with Country in My Soul. Before that, we had Jordan Pollard with Love Letter on Country and Community. Good evening. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here until high school football time. Actually, I'll be here beyond that, but I'll be bringing you some great music up until then. And we'll feature tonight, it'll be Ithaca at Cashton. That should be a really good matchup. And Mr. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game with pregame starting at around 6:40. Hoping your Friday is a good one. Can't complain one single bit. Another beautiful day for September, especially as we're into the latter part of September, about 20th day of September to be exact. And our time is 5:49, and our temperature right now is 81 degrees. And it is a little breezy out there. Right now, the winds are down to 4 miles per hour, but they were up there close to 8-10 miles per hour. But it sounds like those are going to be dying off this evening. And Brittany Merloa says, partly cloudy skies for tonight, and tomorrow maybe some rain, possibly some storms as well. Then Sunday, it's supposed to be 68. So it is going to feel like fall once we get into Sunday, especially after having these warmer temperatures. And just want to let you know that from tonight until 8 o'clock this evening, the public will have an opportunity to socialize at the A.D. German Warehouse during the soft opening of the 1921 A.D., a lounge serving refreshments and snacks. The 1921 A.D. is housed at the A.D. German Warehouse, which has been undergoing restoration. While the renovations are a work in progress, this event provides an opportunity for the community to gather and enjoy the only warehouse designed by architect Frank Lloyd Wright. The 1921 AD is a project of the AD German Warehouse Conservancy. And also, the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting its final night market this evening, and that goes on until 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
50% off savings continue at the Krogan's Hardware Liquidation Sale in Boscobel. All plumbing, power tools, electrical, furniture, 50% off. Lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, hand tools, work gloves, trimmers, now all half price. Humidifiers, small appliances, grills, hunting items, and more, now all 50% off. Most rental equipment at 60% off. All appliances now priced below cost. Last call on washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and more. All sales final, cash or credit card only. See store for exclusions. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 till 4. Krogan's Retirement Sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store-wide.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank?
An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies. Catching fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this life that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it all stayed the same. Cause right here, right now, I say these all the glory days. Quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost things. Slow over porch swings. Dogs run over the birds sing. You picking that sixth string.
I'm the wanderer, yeah, I'm the wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
sticks of iron and I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who likes to roam around. Well, never in one place. I roam from town to town. When I find myself a falling for some girl, I'm not riding the car of mine and driving around the world. You know I'm the wanderer. Yeah, I'm the wanderer. Of iron and I'm going nowhere.